Welcome back to the Mark's Diner Show. I'm Imani Spence, producer for the show, and I'm here with Brandon Soderberg, editor-in-chief of the City Paper. And we're talking about the sizzling summer issue.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, we're excited to be here. I know there's going to be a lot of great things in this issue. I know you're having some event previews.
So this is our big summer preview issue. We always do it in the middle to late May, right before Memorial Day. Also, there's a sizzling summer party that we're having in the middle of June at Little Havana. That's kind of tied to this as well. And it's also tied, the party is kind of connected to, we'll have our Pride issue the week of the party. The party's
cool.
On June 14th, and our music issue. So we're kind of looping all these things together for summer, you know.
Sweet.
Among the many things in this issue is plenty of staff picks, just stuff to do, which is everything from, shows at Merriweather to, some movie revival things that are going on, especially at the new Parkway. There's some cool stuff happening, including 9 to 5 with the Dolly Parton movie, which I'm very excited about.
Awesome.
And then some other things, sweating, other activities like that, sweating, go on a picnic, go to the park and look at the park, all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of that and some previews of festivals, everything from, 4th of July stuff to the Dundalk Heritage Festival.
Oh, yeah. I look forward to that every year.
Yeah. We always get some good pictures out of that one, at least. There's a lot of other summer stuff. We did some beach reads, or City Paper's version of beach reads. Mine included that recent Didian book that's kind of her notes.
South by South? Or
yeah, South and West.
South and West. I'm a huge Didian fan. I haven't picked it up yet.
It's really good. Also, it's depressing as a journalist because these are literally her notes. It's an incomplete essay, and it's better than anything that any of us would.
That's how all of her stuff is. Even when she's like writing neck deep in grief, and she's like, "Oh, but here's this beautiful memoir, and oh, I wrote another one too. Have them both."
Yeah. So it's basically real quick, and I think it's relevant on a lot of levels. It's very much about heat because she's in the South. Mm-hmm. She's in Biloxi. She's in Baton Rouge. She's in but it's specifically two essays she never completed. One of which was about going through the South, the other one, which was California. She never completed them, but her notes are very copious and good. And it kind of has a cool fragmentary nature. And it's interesting to see Didian not quite perfected, but it's very good. It's an amazing, very Didian-esque element that I focused on when I recommended it, which is she bought a Confederate flag towel in Biloxi. And then observes that, years later, her children, it's the towel they use and just the weirdness of that.
Right.
And I also really recommend this book by David Gessner, who's a very good, kind of nature writer. He wrote a book about the history of Ultimate Frisbee. That's out in June. I got a promo copy of that I loved. It was weirdly moving and touching and smart.
Interesting.
And then there's some picks from other people. And then we also did some summer music picks, which are just some stretching that definition quite a bit, I guess.
And you have an ice house in East Baltimore. When you say ice house, give me, is it just ice cream?
No. Okay, so it's a really good story by a City Paper veteran, a Sun veteran, Rafael Alvarez, and it's about ice houses, which are what they sound like, a place where you buy ice. We all get our ice at 7-Eleven and stuff now, but at some point before that, everyone was sort of, you had these big blocks of ice, you cut them up. So this is a place that still does it in that style, and it's over in East Baltimore. And Raphael talked to the, it's called Charm City Block Ice. Raphael talked to one of the people there, and Joe has some great photos of that, the process of breaking down the ice. It's an interesting, very City Paper specific summer story.
I love that. And I know that you guys are talking about how it's getting warmer, and there's barbecue in Catonsville.
Yeah. So Max Robbins, this is a very food and music heavy, which I guess is appropriate for summer.
That's
food
all we
and
do
music
in the summer.
Heavy issue. And then there's a couple other music pieces as well. The band Snail Mail, which is Lindsay Jordan, who's 17, and every article notes that she's 17, which is amazing, but I feel like maybe they've made too big of a deal about it.
Yeah.
It's very, it's cool and all, but it's also the music's very good. Yeah. James Callahan, who was one of our interns for the spring, wrote a great profile of her based on she was in town for the Auto Bar show in March. So he talked to her for a while, and it's a profile of the band and Lindsay's sort of quick rise, how played the U+N Fest a couple years ago, then sort of moved up, has been profiled in Pitchfork and all these cool places. And a kind of weird, funny thing is, like, she's been working security at Meriwether Post Pavilion since she was about 14.
Oh, cool.
So it's kind of this thing of, like, well, these days she's playing at the auto bar and other in small spaces. Then she's yelling at people to, like, put their cigarettes out at Meriwether. And we actually have a piece on Meriwether, which, you know, Brandon Weigel spoke to Seth Hurwitz, who runs the place, and we got some, he breaks down the numbers. It's been open for 50 years now. It's been going through some renovations and stuff like that. So he spoke to Seth, who runs it, and there's some breakdowns. Like, Jimmy Carter has joined Willie Nelson on stage there twice. Weird data crunching stuff like that that's thrown in there as well. So check out our summer issue and look forward to our Sizzlin' Summer Party in June, which you can buy tickets online for.
You can catch City Paper, this issue of City Paper and City Paper boxes all around the city starting today. Pick up a copy, read about the summer, and get excited. Thanks so much, Brendan.
Thank you.
Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our senior producer is Mark Gunnery. Our producer is Imani Spence. Our research producer is Calvin Perry. Our production assistant is Nadia Ramlagan. Our engineer is Andrea Melton, and our intern is Morgan State senior Michael Dixon. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. Please send me your thoughts about today's program to talk@steinershow.org. And to podcast The Steiner Show and share it with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.